Kathy Malloy, whose home in Parkin Green in Burnfoot was flooded in August 2017. She and her neighbours haven't been able to return home since, and it now seems it could be another 4 years before they can do so. Kathleen joins us on the line. Kathleen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donald.
Kathleen, your picture in the paper, you've spoken at length with Declan McGee, and it's a very distressing story to read. The comment you made, and it's the headline on rightly in the paper as well, "I'll be in a nursing home or Fawn graveyard before I get a chance to go home." That is a terrible indictment of the way this whole situation has been handled.
Yeah, and I love it now. I'm a pensioner now. This is great. And I'm delighted to be a pensioner. I have three brothers. I'll never be pensioners. But the point about it is we were in pensioners 5.5 years ago or 5 years ago. And, you know, it's the frustration of the way the council treated us with that flooding. That's what's getting to me. That's what's the other... part of the, you know, the Loisin and Greeny part, those people are all living in their houses. You know, there's people that are living in houses that are falling down with mica. The council put us out of those houses the day after that flood when we were all in shock, told us they would do up our house and we would be back in by Christmas. We'll never be back in those houses. We know that, like, they're not saying that, but we know that.
Is it at the point with those houses now where the only thing they can do is knock them down and rebuild?
Not at all. If they knock down those 8 houses that we are out of, they'll have to knock down the houses in the next field. They'll have to knock down the pub in Burnfoot. They'll have to knock down the businesses in Burnfoot. Everybody that was affected. Why? We aren't. If we were in our houses, the people that are still living in their houses haven't been flooded since.
Yeah.
You know, in the private estate next door.
And that's what I'm getting at, because what I'm trying to get my head around is there must be, I've always assumed, there must be some sort of reason, be it structural or be it risk or be it level of damage or whatever, there must be some sort of reason that means you cannot go back to Parkin Greenan, because it seems Parkin Greenan is unique in this. It's the only estate that I'm aware of in Donegal and even further afield where people still haven't been able to go back after serious flooding. And at this stage, that flooding is just over 5 years ago. Now, I've always assumed that the reason you can't go back is there must be something seriously wrong there. Are you effectively saying there isn't?
I'll tell you what's seriously wrong. What's seriously wrong is that the day after, or the 2 days after the flooding, when everybody was in shock, the council came in, they cleared out the bottom of our houses. A contaminated toilet bowl out of the downstairs toilet, the radiators of the walls, the doors, the very curtain poles. Now the flood was high, it did not reach the curtain poles over the windows. They cleared out everything. They made those houses that we couldn't get. As I said, they promised us Christmas. I had a friend at the time, a businessman in Carindonna, rang me and he said, "Well, we'll come and power wash your house." We couldn't, because we didn't own the houses. We were renting the houses. But like our contract, nothing made any difference. The council just came in, took over, destroyed everything. That's why we're not in our houses.
So the council put you in alternative accommodation, but your argument obviously is going to be, look, we were a community in there and you effectively took a community and spread us to the four winds.
Yes, yes. That's exactly right. Like, I mean, kids that were kids 5 years ago are far from kids now. Like, and, you know, everything was just destroyed on us, you know. And, like, I mean, we got, the council met with us, wouldn't answer the phone to us, met with us on different occasions to tell us what we had to do. They put up barriers around the house. Then they took away, I have a big, big gripe with the fact, in October last year, they made us empty out the houses they were so afraid of social, you know, that someone would break into the houses past these barriers. We had a chestnut tree in our garden that my daughter set when she was a child. It was a big, big tree. We looked in over the fence one day and we'd seen the gardens had been cleared out. Now, that chestnut tree was taken away. I was raging about that because my daughter set it from a chestnut. But, Donald, if we had that chestnut tree now, the price of fuel, it would keep us warm this winter.
Mm.
Where did it go? You know?
And have the council at any point given you an explanation as to why you can't go back, why they can't do a repair job now in Park and Greydon? Or is it the case that Park and Greydon has been reflooded again and again and again and will continually be reflooded every time we get some serious rain?
No, no. The garden's flooded, but my point being that the houses next door are just in the same danger. But, you know, the danger, that flood, as you well remember, like, I mean, take a walk around Swan Park in Buncrana. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful now. It's beautiful. But they did it up. They took a chance. They did it up. Yeah. And it could flood again. You know, but there's no chance taken for us. They haven't done anything for us, and they have no intention of doing anything for us. Even at the time, Donal, there was points made, like, and not without naming names, and people put in, like, I mean, from people that were renting houses next door, that the child was such an age, and then, like, our estate was just people from the council estate. There was no, it's like being a pensioner, that some kind of a, you know, a different attitude or something towards it, you know?
I mean, it isn't as though there's a surfeit and a surplus of council houses that the council has its, you know, the council can just decide, no, that's grand, we'll just move you into one of the spare houses that we have. The council does not have spare houses, and if anything, the council is scrambling to try and find accommodation for those who need it. So what we have is, on the face of it, it seems, from what you're telling us, it seems we have an estate which is perfectly livable in. We have people who want to live in that estate, but that estate is sitting there, if anything, being slowly stripped away, while you are living in alternative accommodation that you don't necessarily want to be in, and other people are frantically searching the housing lists every day looking for homes.
Yeah, and those houses are structurally sound. Now, there was a suggestion, there was mica in the houses. There is not mica in those houses. Like, I mean, I'm not an expert in mica or anything else, but you can walk around and see. Like, I mean, you could pick out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing, only that the council made those houses that we could not go back to them. That's the problem, not the flooding.
Has anyone at any point, either public representative, and I know in fairness the public representatives have raised this at council meetings, and I'm sure they're raising it regularly in private conversations with officials as well. Has any, either public representative or official, been able to give you any kind of time frame as to what's happening, or Is it just a wall of silence still?
It's all that whitewash about this is going to happen. We have to check for wildlife, or we have to check for, you know, in the river. We have to check the river for this. They can't clean the other river coming down from Bridge End. They can't do anything. The sewers are running into those rivers, that river in Burnfoot, since I came here 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you know, it's all excuses. It's all excuses and whitewash as far as I'm concerned. Like, and all I have left now is the frustration of it, because, as I said, you know, if they'll talk about this now and they'll show this and it'll be grand and everybody will explain everything away. But nothing. It was supposed to be 2025. It moved a year for no reason. It moved to 2026, you know.
And do you
and
have any...
I can put up this...
Hmm. And do you have an indication or guarantee that we'll say 2026, we'll assume it's going to be 2026 before that flood relief scheme is fully operational and in place in Burnfoot. So let's jump into the future. It's 2026, flood relief scheme is in place, the risk of flooding has been abated. I mean, what happens then? Have you been given any form of guarantee that once that happens, you can go back to Park and Greydon? Or is it too late to restructure that community? Is it too late to get back to where you were in 2016? As you say, a lot of the children will have grown substantially, so they've lost out on the childhood there. That is a given. But, I mean, has there been any indication from council that says, yes, as soon as that CFRAM's flood relief scheme is in place, then within 4 months or 6 months or whatever, you can go back to your homes? Has there been any indication of a timeline?
The only thing was last year when they told us to take anything we wanted out of those houses because we'd no longer have access to them. I said that I didn't, you know, I had a contract that I had that house, and they said, no, I wouldn't lose my contract. But what's good in having a contract that you have a council house if you can't get access to it? But no, I have no I have no guarantees that, you know, it'll change again anyway. You know, there'll be something said and there'll be something else said. So yeah. I can't see any future for her. I can't see any future. Now, the people, as I say, the people that live in the private houses, they are anxious to get these flood defences and everything yeah. else up and running for the... Like, people have bought, you know, those houses. As I said, like, we were trying to buy out that house when that flooding took place. Mm. The man that came, you know, whoever they sent round to value it at the time, my husband, you know, pointed out that the river was out the backyard and that, and said, you know, would it have any effect on the value of the house? The council hadn't even mentioned that. You know, I know that houses have changed hands in the next few. People weren't even aware there was a flood. Never mind that they were in danger of losing their house to flooding again, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kathleen,
thanks for
I know it's been discussed in the past, and there is sadly there's nothing I can say except we will obviously be on to the council and see if we can get any sort of a clarification. I mean, I'm at a loss to understand the situation, to be honest. You know, I don't know what it is that makes Park and Green uninhabitable when so many other estates people could go back within a matter of weeks or even less once clear up work was done. Yeah. And Lush na Grena as well, people have gone back there. And that was the other estate that was cleared out.
They took the very tiles off the floor. We tiled out all of the bottom floor. We tiled it. They took up the tiles off the floor. You know, that's how far, you know, they stripped the house that it was totally, you know, they took, you know, the presses that are, the hay presses in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Everything was taken away. That's why we can't live there. That's why, and they're not going to do up those houses. Are they going to do them up after 2026? We have no idea.
Kathleen, thanks for speaking to us this morning, and all we can do is wish you well.